Hello, everybody. Today is a good day that the Lord has made, and we should be glad in Him. I wanted to talk about a story of a 23-year-old named Casey Goodson Jr. He was shot and killed by the deputy officer in Franklin County outside of his home on December 4th. I just want to know, the authorities first alleged that the man was seen waving a gun out his car. And he waved the gun in the air. And that would make the Caucasian white officer shoot him in his torso, aka his ass, 10 times from the back. Not the front, but the back. So let's analyze this situation just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Mind you, he just returned from Subway. He has Subway sandwiches. We're talking about not the 6-inch, but the 12-inch. Yes, Subway sandwiches inside of his hands, held in the palms. I guess in the officer said in the other hand, he was waving his gun in the air. Now, let me know, when in the world, as we can see what happened to Breonna Taylor, as we can see what happened to George Floyd, can I go on and on, y'all? It don't even sound right. Why would I, in this day and age of time, why would a black 23-year-old male at his house? Because I would have thought, guess what? They would have shot me. I'm going to keep it real simple and real plain for you. Mind you, this child was at his house. Just came back from a dentist appointment. It would be different if I could analyze the situation. Even ballistics couldn't do this because it's too simple. You shot him from the back. He wasn't the necessary target. The target was intended for someone else at first. They keep coming out with multiple lies everywhere you look. But guess what? I'm here to give you the real. A.K.A. Ashine, always known as Kids Nettio, all in your stereo. So, they said he left some. Okay, they shot him. They said he shot him in the back. No, he wasn't shot in the back. That was the first story I read. Said he was shot. No, he wasn't. He was shot in the torso. I'm gonna clear some things up. He had Subway sandwiches. The U.S. Marshals was on another mission in his neighborhood, and they just stopped and shot this black man that had nothing to do with the intended target. He wasn't selling any drugs. You can't tell me somebody, how you see a gun, why you shoot him in the back? I'm just saying, I live here, I live in Franklin County, so I know how it is. Well, nobody wants to call the police. Nobody wants to call them. When they come down our streets, don't nobody support them. They're killing us. They're killing us. And those are the people we're supposed to trust. Wow. I'm supposed to trust you. And he was licensed to carry. Man, we got rights. I'm so tired of black people, red, brown, orange. I'm tired of everybody just letting things go. Stop letting stuff go. Stop letting it go. He did nothing. He was not wrong. If you are licensed to conceal, that is your right. That is your First Amendment. You can do this. You can do this, baby. You can walk around America with a big AK-47, long as you're licensed. Only people you feel inferior is when you're threatening a target. I don't see how somebody with you, the Columbus, Franklin County, the police department, felt a sense of a deadly force. Deadly force. When someone has Subway sandwiches in their hand, turn to the back of me, walking towards their house. For one, I'm going to let that person walk by. That's just the instinct. I'm just going to walk by. I'm going to ask them to stop. I'm going to ask them, first of all, I'm going to get the information on the person. Because obviously it had to been an ongoing situation. Or was it just racism at its best? Discrimination at its best. At its best. Mind you, a 17-year-old veteran of the Franklin County deputy, he's been there 17 years. Full-time on the U.S. Marshal Track Task Force. On the task force, you telling me he wasn't trained properly? So I'm trying to figure it out. Who do we blame? Well, he's racist, obviously. And this wasn't even a dark-complected man. A black man. I thought when I saw it, he was Hispanic. But still, he was a minority. You're telling me a 17-year veteran of the Franklin County Columbus Police Department does not know when to shoot? You're telling me this U.S. Marshal Task Force, this person didn't have perseverance? Stop hiring prejudiced people that don't live in our community. They don't live in our community. They don't care how we live. They don't care. They're in our community to take and destroy. They don't like black people. I'm just trying to figure out. This is America. It's the melting pot, right? There are places on this planet. I deal with racism on a regular basis. I'm just saying, there's places like Idaho. You don't have to interact with anyone outside your race because they already have colonies and places for you. So for the racist people out there, and yes, I'm stating my opinion. I am stating my opinion. Deputy Jason Meade, you are worthless. You showed us in your 17 years as a veteran on the Franklin County deputy and as a person of U.S. Marshal Task Force, you did not learn anything. You did not learn diversification. You did not learn perseverance. And I hope that, you know what, you feel the pain that his mother is feeling. You can't tell me he was at his door. You shot him in the back in his torso at the door. To me, it sounds like you were trying to be funny. And I feel like it was a scene where they were laughing and it was not appropriate. And that's how I really feel. All right, y'all. I love y'all. This is a story about Casey. And I'm so sorry that happened to him. I'm so sorry to his mother that happened to another incident this year. You know, one thing I noticed that Will Smith said, and it was earlier this year, he said, this was already happening. It's just getting recorded. So when I say this, and it's not, everybody's not racist. That's a fact. I have white people in my family. I got Puerto Rican, I got Indians, I got black. But one thing I know, everything is so diverse and mixed nowadays.